타임 포 에이 먼치 먼치 먼칭 온 디스 테스티 햄 레이디오.
Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with the SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org or sdfarc.org. I will pause now to allow for any emergency or priority traffic. I am Kilo Delta 5 Romeo Yankee Oscar, the net control operator today. My name is Christopher, and I am in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. My SDF username is HobbsC, H-O-B-B-S-C. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. I would like to thank Reg, VK6BQQ, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. That means if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. This week's question is, what was your most memorable radio contact? Once again, what was your most memorable radio contact? I will take several rounds of check-ins, and then I will go down the list, and everyone will have a chance to greet and make a comment or ask a question. I have one relay check-in here for KG5RHT. He will not be present, but we've got him on the list. So, if you would like to check in with the, if you would like to check in, please come now with your call sign, name, location, and your SDF username if you have one. This is KD5RYO.
Kilo, number 3, Hotel Juliet, Quebec, John in Australia.
PU2 TLU, São Paulo, Brazil.
K3HJQ and PU2TLU on the list. Would anybody else like to check in? If so, please come with your call sign, name, location, and your SDF username if you have one. This is KD5RYO.
Hi, this is AB9FJ. My name is Wayne. My username is JWH, and I'm in Champaign-Urbana in East Central Illinois. And likewise, I heard just a little bit of a buzzing noise from that person on the in the ham conference.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Quebec Foxtrot. Name is Michael. I'm in Brick, New Jersey. And my SDF username is M. Carson.
This is Zulu Lima 4, November Oscar Romeo Mike, mobile. SDF username is Mad Scotsman, Norm here, South Island of New Zealand.
This is KJ8AM. My SDF username is also KJ8 AM, and I am in Upper Arlington, Ohio, U.S.
All right, we've got a pretty good round of check-ins here. Looks like we've got six of them, so we'll just go ahead and start at the top of my list. I have K3HJQ. Please tell us about your most memorable radio contact and any other traffic you may have for the net. This is KD5RYO.
KD5RYO from the call signs Victor Kilo 3. Victor Kilo number 3, Hotel Juliet, Quebec. John in Australia. I disconnected the WWARG. Somebody was, I don't know what they were doing there, mucking around, but anyway, I fixed that up. Sorry about that, guys. Most memorable radio contact. Oh, I don't know. I've had so many. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Probably, I think everybody's contact would be the first contact you've had on amateur radio when you got your license. And I can't remember what that was. I think probably a 2 meter contact here in Australia, but every day I'm getting new contacts on EchoLink, so I think all my contacts are really memorable there, over.
Oh, very good. And John, I didn't recognize you because I missed the V, but I've got you here now. The call sign makes a lot more sense once I have the full thing, and I can actually associate it with a name. Thank you so much for that check-in, and that's a terrific answer. I would argue, too, that most people's most memorable contact was their first contact, but unfortunately, I can't remember my first contact. That was many years ago, we'll put it that way. I can't even recall what it was. I've had a few, but wonderful. Thank you so much for that answer. Next on my list is PU2TLU Guillermo. Please tell us about your most memorable radio contact and if you've got any other traffic for the net. This is KD5RYO.
This is PU2TLU Guillermo, São Paulo, Brazil. My SDF username is G Canary, just for the record. So my most memorable radio contact. I have a few, so I guess everybody else has. So if I pick by mode, I would say in the digital world lately, which is what works best for me, or has worked best for me, the most memorable one was with a guy over there in the Cook Islands on the Pacific Ocean, in the middle of nowhere, actually. I looked that up while I was on the exchange, and it's an atoll. And, I mean, I guess they have 200 people living there, and that's all. He was an operator on the landing strip there for the aircraft. So that was amazing because of the distance and the difficulty to actually make the contact even in the digital modes, right? And then on single side band, I would say there was an expedition going on in Africa, somewhere in Africa, which is actually not that far from Brazil if you look it up on the map, but it was extremely difficult to get to them. It was a huge pileup, especially from my town here, São Paulo, a town city, right? So they all had their amps on a kilowatt or something like that running over me with my maybe 80 watts. That's probably all I had at the time going out of my antenna. But patience was the key word there, and I waited till the storm was over, and I actually got a contact and got that confirmed, so that was very exciting because of the effort to get the contact made. So that's all for tonight. Now, any additional traffic, back to you, Net Control. This is PU2TLU.
Well, wonderful stories, Guillermo. Having been to São Paulo and lived in Brazil, I definitely know where São Paulo is. And I just looked up where the Cook Islands are, and I have to say that's got to be one of the coolest contacts I have ever heard of. And as far as pulling through a pileup like that, I can speak to some of that effort as a primarily QRP operator here. Patience, 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 and listen, listen, listen will definitely get you through that pileup. So congratulations on that Africa contact, and thank you for those stories. All right, next on my list is AB9FJ Wayne. Please tell us about your most memorable contact, memorable radio contact, and let us know if you've got any other traffic for the net. You have the floor, sir. This is KD5RYO.
Okay. Hi, Chris, and everyone else on the net here. I've been scratching my head trying to think of what was my most memorable QSO, but I can't remember any. So, I mean, nothing that stands out. So I'm wondering, is that because of a faulty memory, or maybe I've just been a very boring contactor on the air? You know, I can't point at a QSO with like King Hussein or Barry Goldwater or what's his name? Marlon Brando. None of those famous hams. I was trying to think, did I ever actually succeed in making a contact with the space station, with the shuttle? And no, I don't think so. I'm coming up, what is it, Snake Eyes here or something? Butkus. Nothing. Like I said, maybe it's my memory. I'm just not remembering the good ones. Anyway. I can't think of anything else for the net. 73, everybody. 89 FJ.
Well, Wayne, thank you for that check-in. And if you can't remember your most memorable contact, you're supposed to say it simply with the famous Kilo Delta 5 Romeo Yankee Oscar, right? we meet every week. That being said, I would say that one of my most memorable contacts is when I had made contact with the space shuttle several years ago when I first got my license. It was sort of random chance on my behalf. I didn't think it was possible, and I'd cobbled together an antenna and sort of waved it around at the sky and gave my call, and lo and behold, they gave a call back and sent me a card. So space shuttle contact for me was a little underwhelming, albeit memorable. I didn't believe it until I had the card in my hands. But thank you very much for that check-in, and as far as memorizing the contacts are concerned, that's why I have those cards, and that's why I have a logbook to keep up with all of that mess. So thanks again, Wayne, for that check-in. We sure appreciate it. Next on my list is KCZ. Oh, boy, I think I copied this one wrong. KCZ, sorry, guys. I have botched a call sign. I believe it is OQF, Michael, KCZOQF, Michael. If I got that call right, you have the floor, sir. Please tell us about your most memorable radio contact, and if you have any traffic for the net, this is KD5RYO.
Thank you, Chris. That call sign is KC2OQF, KC2OQF. I would say that my most memorable contact was actually fairly recently. It was a digital mode contact using cheap Beofy VHF radios and FLDigi on our laptops at the HOPE, Hackers on Planet Earth, hacker conference up in New York. And the contact that I made was with another ham who was just sitting down the table from me. This was a how-to session, not so much a how to go long distance. But the person just down the table was an amateur extra who had never made a contact before. This was this person's first contact ever, and I thought that was pretty interesting. Back to the net.
Very good, KC2OQF. Thank you so much for correcting that call sign. I knew I had written something down wrong. And thank you for your check-in. That sounds like a very, very, very cool contact. Indeed. It's always catching somebody else on their first QSO, and that's happened to me a couple of times, but never in such close proximity. I also want to say I hope that HOPE was a very good conference. I know there was a little bit of a kerfuffle that happened, and I hope that it does not detract from future conferences. The way up to HOPE, and I hope to, using that word way too much, get some of the videos and watch some of the talks. It seemed like it was a good conference with all the other stuff aside. So thank you so much. ORM, Norm. Please tell us about your first, your most memorable radio contact, and if you've got any traffic for the net, we'd love to hear it. You have the floor, sir. This is Kilo Delta 5, Romeo Yankee Oscar.
Breaking up, I apologize. Mine would be, well, I'm a reasonably new ham myself. I got my license back in November last year, and around about 6th of January, I heard in the local repeater that there was a bit of 2-meter e-skip happening between New Zealand and Australia. So I tuned in to 144.100 on sideband. Well, I've only got 10 watts. There's not a chance I'm going to get across to Australia with 10 watts and a homemade jute foil on, pole on 2 meters. Picked up the mic, gave him a call, and he heard me, and I got a 5-9 report from him. So I was just about to get out of my chair when I managed to get to Australia on 2 meters with and an old ICOM 10-watt radio. So that would have to be my most memorable memorable contact, I think, I was blown away, and nothing else really to report. I'm just working, building a all-star node at the moment. Just installed chips on Linux. I'm fairly new to the Linux world, so all this work was with Windows servers and stuff like that. So anyway, before I drop out of reception, I'll pass it back over to Net Control. This is ZL4NORM 730.
For your check-in. Be safe while you're mobile and happy hacking with that server. We sure appreciate it and wish you the best of luck. Making it from your location over to Australia on 2 meters sounds like a wonderful contact, and I imagine you were jumping with joy after that. What a great story. Thank you so much for that. Next on my list is KJ887. Please tell us about your most memorable radio contact, and if you've got any traffic for the net, we sure would love to hear it. This is KD5RYO.
I was volunteering at an event, and there was this saying there is a criminal element functioning in the area. I'll give you further information later on. So I was sort of worried about what it could possibly be. It turned out someone was passing around counterfeit bills to pay for things.
Oh man, what a story. I've never dealt with fake money over the radio, but I bet that was an exciting event. Well, thank you so much for that check-in. All right, I believe that brings me to the end of the list here. So, looks like we've got some more people. Maybe some RF components here. So, I'm going to go ahead and ask for another round of check-ins. If you would like to check in to the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, please come with your call sign, your name, your location, and your SDF username if you have one. This is KD5RYO.
Control, Net Control, please recognize Whiskey 2, Juliet Lima Delta. Stereo.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Hotel Oscar, Belleville, Michigan, USA. Also, KC8YHO. Central Scotland.
All right, I got that GM0UUB station, but before that I caught a Foxtrot 7, and I did not get anything else. You guys almost doubled. name, your location, and your SDF username if you have one. This is KD5RYO. The station that was trying to check in with Foxtrot and 7 in the call sign, please come again with your call sign, your name, your location, and your SDF username if you have one. This is KD5RYO.
Foxtrot 7 Juliet, AF7J. We're 18-wheel mobile. The name is Tom.
CQ. This is people.
Over.
Time for a munching on this test ham radio.
Very good, Tom. We got you that time. Alpha, Foxtrot, 7 Juliet. Thank you. And we will come back to you once we get done with this round of check-ins. Are there any other check-ins? If you'd like to check into the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, please come now with your call sign, your name, your location, and your SDF username if you have one. This is KD5RYO.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Hotel. Robert, Belleville, Michigan, USA. Call sign, SDF Unix Party. UNIXPARTY, also KC8YSO. Good evening, Chris. No traffic.
Very good, KC8YHO. We've got you on the list with no traffic. I picked you up earlier, but we will mark you down and we will get you some points. I also see that W0TTY. Stephen keeps attempting to check in. I will ask for another round of check-ins after we go through this list, and he can give another shot. Or if someone wants to relay for him, we can do that. I also see that Dokuja in, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, in COM is requesting a relay. So if anybody is on our DMR talk group, which is 31650, and could offer a relay for him, we sure would appreciate it. All right, so I'm going to go to the top of this list here. W2JLD, John, please tell us about your most memorable radio contact and any other traffic you have for the net. This is Kilo Delta 5, Romeo Yankee Oscar.
Delta 5, Romeo Yankee Oscar. Kilo Delta 5, Romeo Yankee Oscar. This is W2JLD. The name here is John Juliet Oscar Hotel November, and I'm located here in Rochester, New York. If you don't mind, if you could pick up the 18-wheel mobile, the Alpha Foxtrot 7 Juliet, and then I'll come in after he is over with. Over.
Very good. We will do that. I did not realize that he was short time. I caught the mobile portion, but did not catch his timing. So with that, Alpha Foxtrot 7 Juliet, please come now and let us know what your most memorable radio contact was and if you've got any other traffic for the net. This is KD5RYO.
I could say it was the first contact that I had over 10 years ago, but a few of them, Art Bell, meters, or 75-80 meters there on 3840. And then another one that was kind of memorable is talking to Antarctica. I think I got like, it was like a special event thing. I ended up getting a coin or something like that from talking to someone in Antarctica. So those are the most memorable ones. I forget what the call sign was for Antarctica. It was a special, weird call sign. AF7J.
Well, that's terrific. Thank you so much for that check-in, Tom. It would be an absolute thrill to talk to Antarctica, and I can tell you, sir, it would have been an absolute thrill to speak with Mr. Art Bell. I guess I can't speak for the entire Super Dimension Fortress, but most of us on the SDF were very, very sad to hear of his passing, and we were big fans. In fact, I believe Anon Radio was playing his favorite songs or a playlist curated by him at one point shortly after his passing. So what a great contact. Thank you so much for those stories, sir. With that, we'll go back up to the top of the list, W2JLD. Please let us know what your most memorable contact was. Radio contact, let's be clear. And let us know if you have any other traffic for the net. This is KD5RYO.
KD5RYO, W2JLD. Thank you, Chris, for taking Alpha Foxtrot 7, Juliet, because I know he's 18-wheel mobile, and I'm just sitting back in the ham shack hanging out. So my first time checking into this net, good to hear everybody out there. And secondly, my most memorable contact would have to be the producer of Last Man Standing, John, oh my goodness, I can't remember his last name. His first name is John, and I was just blown away at contacting him, and that was just right up in line when I made my first Echolink contact in a Czechoslovakia. And the funny thing is, he was so worried about him speaking English, and I told him his English was better than my Czechoslovakian. So it was a great contact, and I look forward to making many contacts from amateur radio operators all over the world. And thank you so very much for doing the net on a Sunday evening. This is W2JLD, back to net control.
Very good, W2JLD. We sure are glad to have you. Always love a first-time check-in. If you don't mind, before you run off, can I ask if you are on RF or not? Or if you're running through your computer or your phone. We award extra points. I don't know how interested you are in the points, but we award extra points for RF contacts. So if you'd let me know if you have an RF component there, would appreciate it.
Chris, roger that. I am actually using my All-Star node coming in on a Wushang UHF frequency into my All-Star node, which is it's like a little tiny tackle box, and hanging out there through a Bofang radio, out through the internet and out to you, and I love the All-Star, and I love using the radio when it comes to VOIP. And, we got to keep the radio in ham radio. That's my story here in Rochester, New York, and I'm sticking to it. Back to net control.
Very good. Thank you so much for that, John. We love our digital radio here, digital voice. Several of us are running All-Star nodes, some DMR nodes, and I am not RF tonight because my little radio set up with All-Star happened to overheat, but I will award you the extra points. And if you were not around for our preamble, you can find out more about the SDF by visiting sdf.org. Thank you again for that check-in, and what a memorable contact. I've never met anybody famous like that on the radio, but I sure would be absolutely excited to make that contact. So congratulations on that one, and thank you again for checking into the net. Okay, KC8YHO was no traffic, so that brings me to GM0UUB. Please tell us about your most memorable contact and let us know if you have any other traffic for the net. This is KD5RYO.
Well, hi, Chris. I think this is the first time I've called into this net as well, and I'll definitely be looking at that internet site to see what you're all about. The name here is Graham, Golf Romeo Alpha Hotel Alpha Mike, and in central Scotland, and just been on Echolink for a couple of months, maybe 2 months, so it's all very new to me. But anyway, I'm trying to think back from my memorable contacts, and I have to say, when I first got my A-class license, I think it was back in 1993, and I was sitting down and on voice, although I do prefer CW, I have to say, but on voice at the time, and from Scotland, this Singapore station was coming in. It was a big pile-up, and loads of people were shouting at him and everything else, and I thought, oh, there's no way I'll get there. I think at the time I was operating about 40 or 50 watts, and I gave a couple of shouts, and my second shout, this Singapore station came back to me, and we had a QSO, And it was just about maybe 2-3 weeks after I got my A-class license, and I just remember thinking, this is magic. This is magic. And it's continued ever since. And like I say, even over the last 2 months, going on to this a new form of communication, which is absolutely fantastic. You had ZL4 NORM, Norm, in there earlier. He's originally from Scotland, and he's coming back over to see his family in Scotland in a week or two's time. And so that's another memorable contact. Even though it's very recent, it's a memorable one, and it's one that I'll be following up. And I've already offered him a cup of tea as he's passing, although I think he's flying over me. But anyway, thanks, Chris. It's been a pleasure, and I'll try and check in again. From GM0UUB, this is Graham in Central Scotland.
Well, welcome to you as well, Graham. What an exciting net we've got here. I think some of these contacts may end up being some of my most memorable. This is one of the most exciting nets that I remember in our little short history of running this net. And Scotland to Singapore, that sounds really great. I have to admit, I too prefer CW as my mode of operation, and it's amazing what you can. I know you say you got out there with voice, but it's amazing. Magic is the word for it, what we can do with radio. And in my mind, the last bit of magic in technology for me is in radio. I seem to understand, or at least I feel like I understand, how all this radio stuff works, and then once in a while I get a crazy, crazy, crazy check-in. Contact from a weird distance or even a short distance that I never thought I could have pulled off, and it never ceases to amaze me. So thank you very much for that, and good luck if you manage to meet up with Norm. Maybe he can wave at you as he flies by. That's another wonderful part of this hobby. Some of my most memorable contacts are with friends, and if not friends, kindred spirits. So again, thank you so much for that. Okay, that brings us to the end of that check-in list, and I'll go ahead and go back through part of the preamble here because it seems like we've had a few extra people connecting. So this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with the SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org or sdfarc.org for the SDF Amateur Radio Club website. Okay. We've run through this round of check-ins. If you would like to check into our net, please come now with your call sign, name, location, and your SDF username if you have one. This is Kilo Delta 5, Romeo Yankee Oscar.
AB9FJ with the relay.
Go ahead with your relay, AB9FJ.
Yes, coming from the non-radio room in COM on SDF, I just want to relay a check-in from Kilo Kilo 6, Tango November Delta, that's Seth, Sierra Echo Tango Hotel, in Folsom, California, and I'm assuming that he's not an inmate. His SDF username is Dokuja, Delta Oscar Kilo Uniform Juliet Charlie. 89FJ.
Thank you so much for that, Wayne. And I'm pretty sure that KK6TND is not an inmate, but if he is, they've given him liberal computer usage because we catch him in comm pretty regularly. All right, let's go back to taking a round of check-ins here. If you would like to check into the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, please come now with your call sign, your name, your location, and if you have one, your SDF username is KD5RYO.
Hi, this is Kilo Charlie 1 Delta Delta Juliet. My name is Prakash. I am checking in from Iceland, New Jersey. It's about 25 miles south of New York City.
This is Pippa.
Thank you.
Time for a munchy munchy munching on this tasty ham radio.
Okay, maybe we're slowing down a bit. I got KC1DDJ on the list. Are there any other check-ins? Please come with your call sign, name, location, and your STF username if you have one. This is KD5RYO.
F7J with the recheck. I didn't realize you were asking if we were through on RF.
AF7J, I've got you recheck here. I didn't quite copy the traffic. Caught the word RF. I don't know if that's happening on my end or if other people are hearing the stutter, but would you please come again with that traffic? This is KD5RYO.
You were doing extra points for RF. I'm coming through on the nano node. AF7J.
Very good. We got the points down for you then for RF. Thank you so much for that information. We'll go ahead and keep running through this round of check-ins. Do we have any further check-ins before I go to the top of this list? Please come now with your call sign, name, location, and your STF username if you got one. We'll also take rechecks if you're interested in that. This is KD5RYO.
SRHJQ with a recheck.
And right across the pond, ZL4NORM also for a recheck.
All right, we'll roll with this list here. Let's go to the top of the list. KC1DDJ Prakash, please let us know what your most memorable radio contact is, and if you have any further traffic for the net. This is KD5RYO.
Hi, this is KC1 Kilo Charlie 1 Delta Delta Juliet. My most memorable contact was back in February 2015. It was through a Baofeng receiver transmitter via repeaters in ESPN building that's in Bristol, Connecticut, United States. That was the most memorable moment of my amateur radio experience. Thank you. Over.
Hey, that's wonderful, Prakash. Thank you so much for that check-in. And I've got to say, these little Baofeng radios have really blown me away. I've had a couple of them, and I could not help myself but from tearing them apart and trying to modify them and build all sorts of crazy switches and things into them. But I am always amazed when I hear the kind of contacts people make with these cheap little radios. It's wonderful. Again, thank you so much for that contact. All right, we're going to jump back down the list to VK3HJQ with a recheck. You have the floor, sir. This is KD5RYO.
Thanks, Christopher, from VK3HJQ. I was just thinking about memorable contacts, and I remember my packet contact. Well, it wasn't actually a packet contact, a packet beacon from Mir. Remember when Mir was floating around up there some, I don't know, 15 or 20 odd years ago? I can't remember. And I just happened to be tuning around. I don't know why I was tuning around with the packet TNC connected up, and all of a sudden I got a beacon from the Mir. And I thought, oh boy, this is fantastic. Couldn't make a keyboard contact, but I got the beacon from the Mir space station when it was up there. Of course, it's bit the dust and in the ocean a long time ago. Anyway, I just thought of that one, Christopher, over.
Oh, how cool is that contact? That's wonderful. One of the big facets of the amateur radio avocation that I am very interested in is the satellites. As you all know, I work a lot of satellites and spend a lot of time with sort of the amateur space stuff, and that is so cool. I wish I could say that I had a contact from Mir before, as you said, they just dumped the thing in the ocean. That would have been wonderful, wonderful. I do occasionally chase a rare bird or two, but the best part of that story, I think, is that it just happened by chance. How wonderful. So thank you so much for that. Okay, next on my list is ZL4NORM with a recheck. Please come now, sir. This is KD5RYO.
Citadel 4 NRM here. Thanks for letting me back in. Just on the RF note, technically speaking, I'm using it's actually three hops to get into internet here. It's a 5.8 gigahertz bounce to top of the hill, which is about 200 meters. And it jumps 25 kilometers into the next town. And then it goes to 24 gigahertz, and then jumps back down to finally gets into an optic fiber net. So pretty much it's all in the amateur bands, the general and usual bands on the network. So I just thought I'd pass that comment. I don't know if it's worth a point or not, but I built the system myself and the entire network actually, and also Graham's comment there. He was actually my first contact to back to my home country, so that was also a very memorable contact. Thanks for bringing that up, Graham. And I shall stop waffling and pass it back over to Net Control from ZL4 NRM.
Wow, Norm, we don't have any hard or fast rules about what constitutes an RF contact, but that sounds like an impressive setup, and I will certainly award you the extra points for RF for that amazing little setup. And if you get a moment to send us a message to our mailing list, if you go to sdfarc.org, you can find our mailing list there on the, I believe, on the contact page. We sure would love to, at least I would love, to hear a little more information about how that's all set up. So thank you so much for that information, and you will definitely get those points. Okay, that brings me to the bottom of the list. So, if you would like to check in or recheck to the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, please come now with your call sign, name, location, and your SDF username if you have one. This is KD5RYO. Your Kilo 2 Delta Yankee.
ZL4CEO.
All right, I guess we'll take them onesie-twosies here. First on this list, we've got VK2DY. Please tell us about your most memorable radio contact, and welcome back to the net. You have the floor, sir. This is KD5RYO.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY. And where am I? I'm in Stanhope Gardens, New South Wales, in a shopping mall. I had to mail a letter here. Unfortunately, there's no more post boxes to pick it up, so you have to take it to the post office. So anyway, cold and rainy day here in Sydney. My most memorable contact actually comes on Echolink itself. Fellow Tom, who runs the DXLink. I had his Echolink preference hooked up to an HF receiver, and we made contact with a pilot on a commercial airline that was flying from somewhere in Europe to Turkey. And so it's kind of fun to be talking to a pilot of a plane through my Echolink and talking to a pilot plane. I thought that was fun. I think I checked. We worked him for a couple hours, and the last time he was landing in Ankara, I think. Anyway, that was my most memorable contact. VK2DY.
Well, thank you so much for that check-in, Robert, and I wish you'd send some of that cold, cold, rainy weather my way. I just spent the weekend out in some hot weather on top of some blacktop, but we had a good time. And I must admit that I am impressed with the kind of contacts you can make on Echolink. The international stuff is amazing. So thank you so much for that story. We really appreciate it. All right, next on my list is ZL4CEL. Please tell us about your most memorable radio contact, and if you have any other traffic for the net. This is KD5RYO.
There we go, ZL4CEL, net control. The most memorable contact I had was on All-Star. Excuse me. Now, that was to a gentleman who was 37,000 feet in the air, wireless. Now, he was flying from LA to somewhere, and we talked to Zolg River for about an hour. So that's my most memorable. The name is Gary, Station QDH. Broadcast location is Mosgiel, and I'll pass it back to net control before, I don't know, here we go, we're getting our breath back again. Just laid an egg and it just about sent me to the top of the roof and back. I'm not at my home at the moment, so if my transmission is broken, it's because I'm in a building and trying to get out with a 4G connection. Net control, pick it up, ZL4 Charlie Echo Lima, the name is Terry.
Very good, Terry. Thank you so much for that check-in. And you came in loud and clear for me, so that 4G is working out for you. And again, we're fans of All-Star here, and it is so cool to hear the 37,000 feet contact. That's wonderful. I have yet to operate in an airplane, but I have considered it. We know some people who have some small craft that we could fly out in, and I can only imagine what's capable, or what you're capable of doing that, especially when my little All-Star node link, node is sitting at home. So welcome to the net, Terry, and thank you so much for that check-in. All right, I'm at the end of my list. Let's go for another round of check-ins. If you would like to check into the STF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, or if you would like to recheck, please come now with your call sign, name, location, and if you have one, your STF username. This is KD5RYO.
This is Kilo Charlie 1 Delta Delta Juliet. Actually, I've used the STF back in probably 2006 or 7. That was my first free Unix shell. Right now I have switched back to freeshell.de and arbornet.org. They seem to be my main logins right now. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Delta Delta Juliet, over.
Hey, thanks for that information, Prakash. And recently one of the STF users had put out a paper about sort of the history of public access Unix systems, and it's been really cool to see the various systems out there. STF has been my home away from home for quite some time, and I've never really branched beyond it, so I think it's good and healthy that folks are using various different systems. Okay, still for this round of check-ins, if there's any check-ins or rechecks, please come with your call sign, name, your location, and your STF username if you've got one. This is KD5RYO. Okay, we'll call for one last round of check-ins here before we close it up. This has been an excellent net, and I appreciate everybody checking in. This is the STF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. I've said it about 100 times. If you'd like to check in, please come, or if you'd like to recheck, please come with your call sign, your name, your location, and your STF username if you have one. This is Kilo Delta 5, Romeo Yankee Oscar. All right, I just noticed in the chat we've got VK6BQQ with an in and out. We've got you on the list. Reg, thank you so much for that, and thank you for allowing us to use this conference. I also see in the chat that we having some trouble with W0TTY. Stephen, if you're able to check in, give it a shot here. W0TTY is KD5RYO. We'll try one more time here. W0TTY, Whiskey 0, Tango Tango Yankee. This is Kilo Delta 5, Romeo Yankee Oscar. Would you like to check in, sir? All right, folks, we were unable to hear from him. So I think on that one, we'll go ahead and conclude the net at, let's see. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at 0050 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, please join our AfterNet in the SDF DMR Talk Group number 31650. Again, that DMR Talk Group number is 31650. Or join us in COM on the SDF, which is where I will be for a little while here. This is Net Control Station, Kilo Delta 5, Romeo Yankee Oscar. Thank you all for checking in. Have a wonderful week. I'm out.
Hello, I'm one of the text-to-speech voices you'll occasionally hear on Tales from SYL Ranch. Tales from SYL Ranch is live Sundays from 2000 to 2200 UTC. The show is an eclectic mix, with each one having a theme. One week might be Maestro John Williams, and the next could be Rocky Horror. Interspersed libertarian and tech rants. Listen to Tales from SYL Ranch on AnonRadio.net Sundays from 2000 to 2200 UTC. If you don't, I'm going to start drowning kittens in a bucket of water.
What? No, we're not going to drown kittens.
Yes, I am. I have a bucket right here. It'll do it.
No, you're not going to drown kittens. Listen to Tales from SYL Ranch on AnonRadio.net Sundays from 2000 to 2200 UTC.
For the sake of the kittens.
You're not going to drown kittens.
Yes, I am. Don't think for a moment that I won't.
Oh, really? Why pretend? We both know perfectly well what this is about. You want me to have an abortion?
It's really the only sensible thing to do. If it's done safely, therapeutically, there's no danger involved.
You are on the right station of the nation. This is Annotation for celebration of your music temptation and inspiration. Tune your ears and listen DJ T-Show with non-stop hits and remixes, every Sunday from 20 to 22 UTC time, only on Anon Radio.
Hey everyone, my name is Marcus, and I'm the host of a new show right here on Anon Radio. From the Archive explores the top 10 tracks of different free music archive charts each week. The show's at midnight UTC every Sunday, right after Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. If you're in the US, that means the show's Saturday night. Be sure to check AnonRadio.net's calendar for the show time in your area. If you like exploring new music, I hope you'll tune in.
you seem to like.